problem.
Marshall, what do you see from the progress of the offensive line? Do you feel like you guys have improved as the line of spring?
Just everybody's working hard, and, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time, and everybody's working hard, you know, getting the new offense down and just, you know, working together as a group, and, you know, there's not much more to it. Just everybody's keeping their head down and learning the offense and doing their best.
Ricky talked about what a great influence he's been. What have you seen, and what type of advice have you been providing?
Yeah, he's, you know, he definitely shows the tools that he can be a starter for us, and you know, he's definitely going to compete for that spot. And when I'm out there, you know, he's a young guy, so I try to help him, and obviously, you know, we work inside out, so I'm relaying the call to him all the time. So it's always a communication deal, and I've played tackle before, so I know a little bit of the stuff where it makes it a little easier for him. So I just try to give him the call so he can just do his job easier. You know, it's not always – it's about blocking guys. It's not the call. So you try to get the call to him, let him do his job, and not worrying about the call so much, just playing football. And that definitely helps you when you're a young player.
Marshall, as a lineman, when you look back at last season, is there anything that kind of jumps out at things that you can get better this year?
I mean, you know, last year's done and over with. You know, we got a new offensive coordinator, new personnel, new guys. We're moving forward right now with the group that we got. And, you know, I like what we see. You know, I like that we're all working hard. We're all as a group. And you definitely got to, you know, good or bad, you got to move on. You know, 2 years ago was a Super Bowl. Last year we didn't do as well. But either way, we're moving on. We're looking forward to this year and just getting it right this year. No doubt about it.
One of you guys is Jeremy Zito. What do you think of him? Jeremy Zito? What do you think of him? And how much difference can he make?
Yeah, he seems like he's doing a good job. You know, I've gotten to know him a little bit these past couple of weeks. And, you know, he's a hard worker, keeps his head down, doesn't say a lot, you know, just leads by example. And seems like a smart kid. And, you know, it's been good so far.
You probably got the X's and O's out of the way, at least to a degree here.
Yep.
Training camp, is it all about the hitting and taking that another step?
You know, obviously the pads aren't on, so it's going to be a whole different element with the pads. And just getting that, you know, the timing down on the pads and just stacking days at that point and building a football team, you know, and that's, you know, it starts in the off season. It definitely starts, you know, come training camp on, you know, who we're going to be and what we're going to be about.
Marshall, from a running game standpoint, how much do you think Gary's offense and zone stuff is going to, we'll assume it to you guys, maybe get the production back?
Yeah, I think it could be really good. You know, we're all excited. You know, we all like running the zone scheme and stuff like that. We know that Gary's going to do that. And we're just excited. You know, we all love running the ball. You know, we understand that we got to pass the ball as well. But, you know, as offensive linemen, you always love to run the ball. And we're excited to do that. We understand we're going to have to pass the ball a bunch as well to win, too. So it's exciting.
For you personally, how much ahead of the game are you now compared to last year with dealing with the surgery and everything?
Yeah, injuries are part of the NFL. You know, they're just part of it. So you just take it one day at a time, and you definitely you know, you do as best you can that day. And, last year at this time I wasn't even lifting yet. So, and at this year now, you know, I've been lifting for a long time and feeling good. So, you know, you can't change that. So you just take it one day at a time. You approach it, you know, as a pro, and you get after it. You understand that, you know, that we're going to work harder than a lot of teams, and that's just been the Raven way, and that's been John's way. So definitely, you know, new guys coming in, we try to just tell them, you know, this is just, you know, the way it's going to be, and we're going to work hard, and we're going to be, you know, more conditioned than most teams just by the amount of plays we run. That's the way we've always done it. So, you know, new guys coming in, it's a little bit of a shock to them, but they you know, they get rolling with it day after day. And then we just, you know, we kind of bring them along a little bit. I try to just, you know, be a little bit of an encouragement to say, you know, it's all right, you know, you get through it. You know, I've been doing it, you know, for, you know, years now, so you just you bring them with you, and you just keep rolling.
Good.
Yep. All right.